Welcome and welcome to Unapologetically Black Unicorns. I got three words for you today. We're going to start with actually two words, solar eclipse. Okay, podcast over. No, not really. So the solar eclipse actually has three words that I've been thinking about that I'm going to ask you all to ponder on. One is release. The second is refresh. And the third is restart. Maybe I'll add a third one. A third word or a third set of words, and it's only one word, and that is celebrate. It was so exciting today, which is the day of the solar eclipse. No matter where people are in the world, to be able to participate in something either virtually or to travel to where the full solar eclipse was taking place and to hear people come together over one global event. How cool is that? That is amazingly cool. That celebration when the moon was going over the sun and covering up the sun, you could see the little rings of the sun around the moon. You could hear the crowd just break into applause. Wow, that's just so amazingly cool. Whether you're standing there or watching it live streamed on a virtual platform. So why did I put those words before us today, which was release, refresh, and restart? Again, not to get all like woo-woo, but I'm going to get woo for half a second. So just bear with me the phases of the moon are kind of like that. Like it is about sort of going through these different phases. And the phase before a full moon is the time to release. The time of the new moon is to refresh and restart. And then the time of something like what we're seeing now, this synergy between the sun and the moon, it really is symbolizing just all of this expanded, if you will. And it gives us this great opportunity to plant seeds of intention. Think about how you would do that at this time. If you haven't done it before, what would happen if you did it now? What would happen if you thought about, what is it that I need to do to release? And when I release, you know how your shoulders sometimes can be up in your neck, or actually your head is almost on your neck because things are so tight. What would happen if you would release? And then after releasing, what do you need to refresh? I don't know. I can't go from one thing to another, especially if it's really, really intense, and then set the intention for that very next thing and go right into it. I might need this moment of refresh before I start or restart. So I don't know, I've been thinking about those things and thinking about, what are some intentions that I would like to set for myself? What do I need to release in order to be able to achieve those intentions? When do I take time to refresh? I think another word we might use, another R word, is rest. When do I take rest? And then when do I restart? Now, I'm not going to answer those questions for you. Those are kind of personal to me, but I'm hoping that you can think about the solar eclipse, not just as this one moment in time or something else that'll happen in, 2044? Is that the next solar eclipse? But that we can think about always as we, because the moon is always, doing its thing and having its phases, how can we think about those phases as times for us to think about what phase do we need to go through in order to be our best selves, in order to have maximum well-being, in order to show up for people we need to show up for, including ourselves, by having moments of release, refresh, restart, rest, and then also celebrate. And especially when we can celebrate with others. So cool. All right. Well, that's all I've got for you this week. Just a little bit of meandering, me talking to myself while talking to you, and hoping that, this is helpful for you to think about sort of some things you might want to give a try. And we will see you next week on Unapologetically Black Unicorns. I have some fantastic guests lined up. And until then, make sure to like, subscribe, share, as my producer says, well, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to put it on my producer. Oh, but I just did. Okay. And then also, please share with others because, oh, knows, you know, maybe somebody else could really use the message of what do they need to set those intentions in order to release, refresh, restart, rest, and celebrate. All right. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you again next week on Unapologetically Black Unicorns.